Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. So wrote a man who had known more than his fair share of troubles. His name, we know him as Paul, the Apostle of Jesus Christ. In one sentence, Paul gave to us the key to unlocking the door to a relationship of blessedness and gratitude. In simple terms, he is saying that Thanksgiving is not a holiday to be celebrated, rather an attitude of your heart to be daily observed, because no matter how difficult the circumstances of your life, whether you are in a hospital bed or enjoying health, wealth, and happiness, God is in control. Thanksgiving didn't begin with an American pilgrim in 1621 when Governor William Bradford proclaimed a day of Thanksgiving and feasting, remembering that God had turned drought to rain and had brought a simple harvest. Some 1,400 years before, Paul instructed the Thessalonians to be thankful. Jews were instructed to celebrate deliverance from Egypt, a custom still observed in the Feast of the Tabernacle or Sukkot. When the walls of Jerusalem were rebuilt, Nehemiah instructed the people to stop working and celebrate a season of thanksgiving. In 1680, the Massachusetts Bay Colony in the U.S. recognized a day of thanksgiving, making it official. By 1858, 25 states and 2 U.S. territories officially recognized a day of thanksgiving. And since 1863, when President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed the fourth Thursday of November to be Thanksgiving Day, subsequent American presidents have followed the same pattern. No matter where you live on planet Earth, every day should be a day of thanksgiving. For what should you be thankful? Well, don't limit your gratitude to my list, but may I mention some of the things for which I give thanks? First, I give thanks for the assurance that I am God's child, that He has forgiven me and brought me into the kingdom of His dear Son, not because I deserved it, but because of the Father's great love for me. Then I am thankful for family and friends. I must tell you, God has so graciously touched my life with His favor. Yes, I'm thankful not only for His grace that meets me at the point of my weakness, but honestly, I'm also thankful as well for what has not happened. I also thank God for the bumps in the road, challenges that bring me face to face with my weakness and cause me to cry out for God's help and provision. I know He has provided, as opposed to something just happening. I'm convinced that what He has withheld, I have not needed, and what He has given me is a stewardship to be used wisely for His work. I'm thankful that in a world of turmoil, our great God will allow nothing to happen that escapes His attention or ability to prevent. That's why the Apostle Paul wrote, "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And what of the future? Well, the future will arrive just one day at a time. And when tomorrow comes, God's Son will be there to take my hand and walk with me through the valley one step at a time. Yes, friend, be thankful. May the sin of ingratitude never be on the unforgiven list. No, never. In everything, give thanks.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.